Hello, Audio Boo. Don't you just love it when Audacity does that thing where you record and then you press stop and it just closes down and you loop everything? I was saying, before it lost everything, that there was a programme on tonight on Channel 4 called Ask the Chancellors, where everyone was getting a chance to talk to the three prospective chancellors, including current Chancellor Alistair Darling, and you know, seeing what they are going to do for the country. And it's all obviously in the run up to the election coming up in May. And I just thought Vince Cable was brilliant. He didn't take more time than he needed to. He was short and concise, and he put the others in their places when they need to be put in their places, and he didn't just put down the Tories, he put down Labour as well. Just, you know, said what needed to be said. And I always have that thought of why Liberal Democrats never get anywhere close, and I don't think in my lifetime anyone's going to see a Liberal Democrat government. And I don't know why that is, because when you come to a point where people go, oh God, Labour and Tories are just as bad as each other, and you know, one government fails and then the next one fails and people think they've done a bad job. And it seems to me that they all go from being, oh, let's have Tories for 10 years and then let's have Labour for 10 years. If they want a credible alternative, why do people never think to vote Liberal Democrats? Or is it just that belief that the Liberal Democrats will never have a chance of getting in, therefore they don't, you know, they don't bother? Because, you know, one of my thoughts about when I vote is that, you know, I could vote Liberal Democrats, but in reality probably no one else will, so by doing that, am I just taking a vote away from Labour and giving it to the Tories? And it's that kind of system that sort of makes you have to think very carefully about what you're doing, especially in a system that we're in, first past the post, where you kind of, you're voting locally and sometimes strategically as to, you know, who you want to get in. Because, I mean, the Tories are so safe in my area that really it doesn't matter who I vote for. But yeah, were the Liberal Democrats anywhere near to the Tories, then although I generally vote Labour, I would vote Liberal Democrats to try and take the seat away from the Tory party. Maybe it would be a simpler system, and maybe the Liberal Democrats would stand a far bigger chance if it was, if we had a more presidential system like USA, where you're literally voting for the leader and who you like the best. But yeah, I thought Vince Cable did a very good job, and George Osborne showed himself to be just like the rest of the Tories at the moment. They're pretty much saying what they think people want them to say and what people want to hear, and I think at the moment they're kind of being found out, and people aren't perhaps as stupid as I thought they were. You know, I hope that proves to be the case in May. But wouldn't it be nice if there was just a general consensus among the country, where we all kind of said, yeah, we've had the other two parties, let's all vote Lib Dems and see what they can do, you know? Because they can't do much worse, can they? I don't know. I think it's a good thing for the Liberal Democrats to be on a equal platform with the other two parties, because so often they're pushed aside and not really given the airtime that they deserve. And it'll be nice to see them up there, and I think they'll show themselves to be the kind of most down-to-earth and in-touch party. And I hope that has a big effect on what happens in May. Righto, let's hope this doesn't break again. I'm sure it will. Good night, Boo. Good night.